So if you're just tuning in and wondering what the heck is going on, I'm Carlos Alden, and I'm here with Vern Windham and Milad Abide, and we are at the Fall Folk Festival, and we have a live broadcast going on and a real live audience. Yep, there they are. And we're here celebrating the 21st Annual Fall Folk Festival with a selection of performers who will be here throughout the whole weekend. So if you're wondering what to do this weekend, come on down. It is free. They do ask for donations, but they're not too pestiferous about it. And you can come in. It's a great place to bring families, kids. There are art and craft activities for kids, participatory dancing, participatory singing. It is a fun time down here. So we encourage you to come on down. And as you know, even though we don't ask for donations, we do sometimes get help from sponsors. So we've got another new sponsor this year. The App Store has a new app designed to assist with social situations just in time for winter, called Winter Is Coming.
Winter Is Coming automatically plays the Game of Thrones theme music as a background for whatever your situation. It will make your messaging sound serious and compelling.
It automatically monitors your situation, the people around you, your limbic system arousal, and galvanic skin response indicators, and comes in at just the right time. Listen to how it can work.
For instance, for a marriage proposal.
Honey, I want to ask you something. I'm wondering if you would be with me for the rest of my life.
When you are ordering that dinner at your favorite restaurant.
Yes, I think we're ready. We'll start with the number 2 appetizer. That's the deep-fried tofu, then the number 47 with pork, and the number 35 with chicken.
When asking for a raise.
I appreciate the feedback I received on my last annual review, and I know this quarter's been a little tight, but I think I've substantially added to the value of our agency with the innovations I brought, and I believe I deserve more than the 1.5% cost of living.
If you are an Olympic athlete explaining an awkward situation.
Well, dude, we got pulled over in the taxi, and these guys came out with a badge, a police badge. No lights, no nothing, just a police badge, and they pulled us over.
If you are an elected politician apologizing about the use of past indelicate language.
Look, I'm sorry if anyone was offended. That was locker room talk. Locker room talk. Everybody does it.
Winter is coming for that extra gravitas.
So our next performers, Michael and Kelleran Millam, have been on this broadcast before. Not only have they been on this broadcast before, they've been at the Fall Folk Festival forever, and they've been in Spokane forever playing music and being a super important part of the music scene here. They blend European-American finger-style guitar and lush vocals. They find roots in modal tunings of the British Isles with touches of Sufi, Cuban jazz, contemporary folk art, song textures, and more. Their writing style is best described as progressive acoustic. Dude. They record, perform in concerts, teach, and travel throughout the Western United States and beyond. Let's have a big hand for Michael and Kelleran Millam.
Soft and warm continuing. chopping on my roof and walls. My mind's distracted and confused. My thoughts are many miles away. They lie with you when you're asleep. Kiss you when you start the day.
Thank you. So we thought we would try to pull just a couple little flavors of all the various things we do. There's just so much music out there that is of beauty and worth. So we're going to do just a really short section of a canción gitana. It's just a beautiful, kind of in the classical folk tradition. And in the translation, It's very old Spanish. So at one point, my friend that was helping me do the translation, she said, "Well, this can either mean you charming charmer or a little salt shaker." I think it's the charming charmer part.
It dates from 1830 gypsy song from Spain, and there's a bunch of verses. It's sort of like the 1830s Spanish gypsy version of the Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. But we're only going to do one today.
We're just going to do one.
One verse out of however many.
It gives me great joy to sing this sort of music wearing Converse, I have to say. That is where I live.
It's true, we dress for radio, which is a great luxury.
So we're going to finish with one of ours. think it just speaks to, think about this festival, right? The beauty of community and multiple different viewpoints coming together. So it's called Two.
Keller and Millam.
Thank you.
Yeah, Michael and Keller and Millam, also known as She. Once again. Their band name, She, spelled S-I-D-H-E, so it's a little tricky if you want to try to Google it and find out more about them. S-I-D-H-E, pronounced She, is the duo of Michael and Keller and Millam. They are also playing tomorrow at 11 o'clock, and that will be in the Sasquatch Room Sunday at 11 for the regular Fall Folk Festival performance of them. This is coming to you from the Fall Folk Festival here at Spokane Community College. That's on Green Street near Mission in the northeast side of Spokane. Don't get confused. Come to this part of Spokane. If you're out there, this goes on until 10 o'clock tonight, ending with a big wild dance, so they say.
So they say. It's an awful lot of fun. And Vern, we have yet another new sponsor.
Well, we got to pay the bills, so let's go.
We got to pay the bills. Now at the new Harry Filler Super Deluxe Mega Block Downtown Auto Multiplex, a full-service, all-automatic technology sales event.
Self-driving cars have been on the horizon for a while and are just now coming to the forefront. I'm thinking they might even be useful in Spokane for the first few snowfalls. Lord knows we can't go around depending on human drivers for that bumper car fest. Here are our current models: the iDrive, the iPark, the iSpeed, or especially the iRun Red Lights. They each can navigate even our special signless intersections here in Spokane.
But we've also figured out how to use this technology to develop an entire line of automatic products to make everything in life much easier. Like self-driving cars, think of all the parts of your life that would be enhanced by abdicating your personal responsibility.
For instance, self-eating food.
Hot dogs jump right in your mouth.
Drinks wriggle your way down their gullet.
Donuts not only slide right past your tongue, but go through by themselves.
Refrigerator lasagna will find its way right into your mouth at midnight.
Self-playing guitar.
Smile and look hip. Just bring it to the bar with you.
Hey, baby, what's happening? What sign are you?
And this one we need, the self-walking dog.
Puts his leash on himself.
Opens the door.
Tugs at the leash without you being there.
Bags up his own poop and tosses it in the neighbor's garbage can.
Then returns home and eagerly waits for, "Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy?" from you, his loving master.
And then we have the self-kissing partner.
When you're too self-absorbed to pay attention and pucker up, they pass within distance of your face and by themselves.
And then there's the self-posting Twitter account.
When you don't seem to have the creativity to put your banal thoughts into 140 characters.
Automatically scans your Facebook page for content.
Monitors your phone text messages for ideas.
Generates the best of president-elect tweets.
And self-storing emails.
They go right where they're supposed to.
No relying on clueless political aides not understanding technology.
No need to worry about choosing an insecure server.
And no need to be concerned about foreign powers hacking into your brunch plans.
That's right, automatic technology on the horizon.
Now available at the new Barry Tiller Super Deluxe Mega Block Downtown Auto Multiplex.
This is a live broadcast from the Fall Folk Festival. We'll have a couple minutes for you to move around in the auditorium. As Garrison Keillor used to say, come and go and keep enjoying everything for the festival. You here in the room, the rest of you hearing on the radio, we hope you're a beacon bringing you right here for the rest of this festival until 10 o'clock tonight and then from 10 to 5 tomorrow. We've had support for this broadcast, including the Northwest Museum of Arts and Culture and Lost Egypt, Ancient Secrets, Modern Science, with hands-on experiences, mummies, and artifacts, online at northwestmuseum.org. as well as, yes, the Spokane Folklore Society, presenting a contra dance with live music and instruction each Wednesday, 7:30 to 9:30 at the Spokane Women's Club. Information at spokanefolklore.org. And Numerica Credit Union, offering business services, financing, and strategic guidance designed to help business grow. Learn more at numericacu.com. Life moves, live well.